Hi. Nice to have you with us again on As It Is. Later on our show, we will be listening to some of the biggest hit songs from America in the 1960s and 1970s. You may be surprised that many of these songs came from the same place. And speaking of places, here is Grand Central Station in New York City. It is one of the biggest and busiest train stations in the country. Recently, a special dance performance brought even more excitement than usual to Grand Central Station. The performance honored the station's 100-year anniversary. For several hours every day, a group of dancers, made to look like horses, passed through the famous train station. Each horse was operated by two dancers from the Ailey School. Altogether, the 30 horses danced, walked, and pretended to eat in the train station. Nick Cave created the show. He is an artist and a dancer. He saw Grand Central Station as a crossroads, and he imagined human travelers as horses moving across some other world. He says he felt a civic duty to capture people's imaginations.
We tend to be sort of so consumed by the state of affairs today and holding on to our jobs that we don't tend to dream anymore.
Many people who saw the show agreed with him.
Whenever they transformed into the horses and they were moving, it was literally like a dream. Like, I felt like I was in a different world.
I thought it would be cool to be one of them. I sort of wish I was one of them. I sort of imagined in my head what it was like to be one.
Nick Cave's horse-like creations, called sound suits, come alive when invited by a drum.
So I'm from Nigeria, and the talking drum is native to the culture in Nigeria. What they use it in churches, they use it in different events. So when I heard it, it immediately brought me back to home.
A not-for-profit group called Creative Time presented the show. The group's director, Ann Pasternak, says Nick Cave's work makes art available in a public place at no cost. And she says the horses have ties to Grand Central's roots. After all, the first trains that came in and out of Grand Central Station were pulled by horses. Some of the biggest hit records over the past 50 years have come from a recording studio in a small town called Muscle Shoals. The town is in the American state of Alabama. The Rolling Stones, Aretha Franklin, Paul Simon, and many others recorded there and still do. A new documentary tells the story of Muscle Shoals. Jim Tedder has our report.
Muscle Shoals sits on the Tennessee River and has a population of only 13,000. Some of the world's top musicians have made records in this town.
this is a rural spot in rural America in the middle of nowhere, whereas, you know, when you think of a lot of the other great sort of music meccas of American culture, they're more urban-based.
Filmmaker Greg Kamelier set out to learn why. He says it all began with Rick Hall. Rick Hall started Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals in the late 1950s.
I wanted to be special. I wanted to be somebody. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means
to me. You ask me. Using old films and pictures, the documentary shows how Rick Hall developed an unusual sound. It combined skilled studio engineering and the support of local artists, black and white. At the time, Alabama Governor George Wallace was fighting efforts to end racial separation. But black and white musicians in Muscle Shoals were already working together, producing huge hits. This song made local artist Percy Sledge a star. When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for the good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
As their songs became cutting edge songs down there, people were hearing them around the world and were like, I want that sound.
The British rock group The Rolling Stones also came to the Alabama town. Greg Kamelier spoke with both Mick Jagger and Keith Richards for the film.
It was pretty funky, you know, that was the whole idea of it.
You're in rock and roll heaven, man. You got to move.
By the time the Rolling Stones arrived, the musicians working for Rick Hall had started their own production studio in Muscle Shoals. Today, there are several studios in the town. Greg Kamelier's film tells the story of the studio. People living in the town have been excited to learn about their history.
They had a screening of the film down there, and you know, now people are sort of really embracing their past.
The film Muscle Shoals is now showing in movie theaters across the United States. I'm Jim Tedder.
And I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. See you next time on As It Is.